Could you tell a little about yourself?
I'm Eric Shumanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of writing.
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the All-Compassionate, the All-Merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and warmest greetings to you all. Welcome to another edition of Listener's Special on this beautiful Sunday, October 22nd, 2023. I'm Atefe Erfani, hosting this program today. Listener's Special is the Sunday program where your views are presented through your emails, your letters, and your messages. So please contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcast. Tell us which program or programs you like the best. And if you have any message for our listeners around the world, you can record your voice, send it to us, and get your voice heard in this program. And as I always say, Listeners Special is your program, dear listeners. It's your views that are important. Welcome back. And here we've received reception reports as usual. And these reception reports are from Muhammad Briel from Malaysia, one of our old and regular listeners. Reginaldo Naldi from Brazil, again, one of our old and regular listeners from Brazil, has sent us reception reports. And Srinivasa Raju from India has sent us reception report. So, Muhammad Briel, Reginaldo Naldi, and Srinivasa Raju, thank you for your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio. And of course, we've received piles of letters and emails from around the world, which I mentioned some of your names here. And later during the program, I will read these emails. From India, Bashir Ahmad has sent us a piece of email. Reginaldo Naldi from Brazil, one of our old and regular listeners, has sent us a piece of email. We have also email from Divan Rafiqul Islam from Bangladesh. Jayanta Chakrabarty from India, one of our old and regular listeners, has sent us a piece of email. And again from India, we have an email from Ratan Kumar. Stay with us, please. I will be back with you. This is Listeners Special, and I'm back with you with an email from Bashir Ahmad from India. So let's see what Bashir says. Dear IRIB broadcaster, I pay my warm greetings for the English radio broadcaster of IRIB. And as always, I talk about current issues unfolding on the world. And this time, it seems the West Asia region is on fire. I must say, war is claiming more and more innocent lives as a result of Israeli heinous and brutal airstrikes against civilians in Gaza. It has caused disaster for everyone living there. The war must stop, and I should say one thing is necessary for all mankind, and that's, of course, peace. And I will really try for it now and ever. First of all, salam and greetings from IRIB English Radio staff. And many thanks for your consideration to the developments in the Gaza Strip that is being targeted by the brutal attacks of the Zionist regime forces. Bashir Ahmad from India. We at IRIB English Radio also condemn the Zionist regime's heinous crimes against the innocent Palestinians, and we also urge the international community to take action against the genocide against Palestinians. Bashir Ahmad from India, we appreciate you for this email and your consideration to the world developments, especially about what is happening in the Gaza Strip and Palestine as a whole. Bashir Ahmad, thank you again. We are looking forward to hearing from you very soon, and EQSL will be sent to you. We wish you all the best. And from Brazil, Reginaldo Naldi has sent us a piece of email. Reginaldo Naldi, salam and warm greetings from Tehran and appreciations to you for this email. Reginaldo has expressed his gratitudes to us for covering the recent developments in the West Asia region and has said thank you for your contact and your coverage of the recent developments in the West Asia region. Reginaldo has also expressed regret about what is happening in Palestine. So we thank Reginaldo for writing to us to IRIB English Radio, and EQSL will be sent to you, Reginaldo, as confirmation to this email. We wish you all the best, and we are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. Welcome back. This is Listeners Special, and from Bangladesh, we've received an email from Divan Rafiqul Islam. Divan Rafiqul Islam says, "Dear staff, hope you are doing fine. I'm sending this email from the beautiful city of Naogaon, northern Bangladesh. I'm fine, and the weather here is very hot. Thank you again for your useful and informative programs, which I really enjoy, especially the news and political commentaries. Keep up the good job. First of all, salam and warm greetings to you, Divan Rafiqul Islam from Bangladesh. And this warm greeting is from Tehran, the capital of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and on behalf of all IRIB English Radio staff. Please accept our appreciations to you for this email, Divan. So, you sent this email from the beautiful city of Naogaon, northern Bangladesh. And as you mentioned in this email, the weather is very hot there. However, here in Tehran, the weather is cool. And as today is the last day of the first month of autumn, it's cool and pleasant. Anyway, Rafiqul Islam from Bangladesh, thank you very much for writing to us and letting us know what is happening in your region and what your region is like. We're looking forward to hearing from you very soon, Divan Rafiqul Islam from Bangladesh. Thank you again. So let's see what Jayanta Chakrabarty from India, one of our old and regular listeners, says. Jayanta says, thanks for giving me the opportunity to express my opinion about the recent developments in the West Asia region. Jayanta Chakrabarty from India, first of all, salam and warm greetings to you, and thank you for writing to us. Jayanta has said that he is thankful to us for giving him the opportunity to express his opinion about the recent developments in Palestine. Jayanta says, in my opinion, one of the main causes behind this flare-up is to give Israel an excuse to further consolidate, confiscate, and occupy Gaza and the West Bank and exploit the Palestinians. Also, Jayanta says, I will take the side of the oppressed people of Palestine who have long been denied their legitimate rights and liberties. It saddens me to think of the sufferings of innocent children, men and women who have been drawn to this unjustified and insane bloodbath. I hope and pray to Almighty Allah to bring this conflict to an early end and let better sense prevail. Wishing all at IRIB English Radio good health and happiness. Warm regards from India. And warm regards and Of course, greetings from Tehran to you, Jayanta Chakrabarty. Thank you very much for writing to us. We are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. And EQSL will be soon sent to you as confirmation to this email. Welcome back. From India, we have another email from Ratan Kumar, one of our old and regular listeners. Ratan Kumar says, "Greetings from West Bengal, India. I am a regular listener of your radio. Thanks for these nice and informative programs, especially those related to Iranian culture. Please verify my reception with your QSL card and send some postal stamps of Iran and other countries. Stamps collection is my second hobby. First of all, salam and warm greetings to you, and please accept our appreciations to you for writing to us, Ratan Kumar from India. It's good to know that you like IRIB English radio programs and you're pleased with them, especially those related to Iranian culture, and that's nice. And Ratan Kumar from India, thank you for letting us know what you think about our programs. Of course, knowing your views about our programs and letting us know about them will surely show us the right path to improve the quality of our programs. Anyway, Ratan Kumar from India, thank you again. We wish you all the best and we are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. Please accept an EQSL as confirmation to this email. And dear listeners, here we come to the end of our today's program. Many thanks for being with us, but before saying goodbye, I wanted to thank you who have sent us reception reports as well as emails and letters from around the world, including Mohammad Briel from Malaysia, Reginald Analdi from Brazil, Srinava Raju from India, Bashir Ahmad from India, also Divan Rafiqul Islam from Bangladesh, Jayanta Chakrabarty from India, and Ratan Kumar from India. Please keep in touch with us at IRIB English Radio and listeners, a special program. We wish you all the best, dear listeners. God bless you and goodbye.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We will be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, P.O. Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send us emails to englishradio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at parstoday.ir/en. Our phone number is 0098-21-2201-3720. Thank you all for being with IRIB English Radio.